Listening Library presents King of the Middlemarch by Kevin Crossley Holland. Read for you by Michael Maloney.
Arthur, King of the Middlemarch by Kevin Crossley Holland. Read by Michael Maloney. 1. Sword and Scimitar. Away east over the thousand-tongued sea, with all its sweet promises, its stabs and sudden rushes, one silver-gold blade of light. A sword. No, a scimitar. That's what I saw when I lifted the salt-sticky flap of our tent. Lord Stephen and I reached Venice at noon yesterday with Turold, our armourer, and our stableman, Rhys. St. John's Eve. The day when Winnie kissed me right on the mouth 2 years ago, long before we were betrothed. We weren't allowed into Venice herself. All the Crusaders are billeted out here on the island of St. Nicholas. But we've been invited to a sea feast in the city, and so have Milon de Provins and his squire Bertie, who is only 13. Frenchmen wearing red crosses, Germans and Italians, Flemings with their green crosses. There are thousands and thousands of Crusaders on this island, but we haven't met any other Englishmen yet. All night I slept and stirred and slept to the sounds of water. They washed away our 7 week journey. The sun rose. I was newborn. 2. God's Army. It was only when I rode Bonamy down the spine of this island today that I understood what an army really amounts to. And I'm part of it.